Zach. I'm the host, Joanne, and I'll be joined by a guest talking about something that makes them smile, even though I probably don't know much about it. I have two guidelines, no punching or pushing, so we're aiming to discuss these topics without insulting anything else or pressing political and social issues. We're just here to learn new things and share the things that bring us joy.
Let's get into it.
So today I am here with Michael. Michael is the CTO at ArcDevOps. And what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about automation today.
I'm really excited. So this is something that I don't know a lot about. I have like a vague understanding. Do you think you could start by kind of giving us a general explanation of what you're talking about when you say automation?
Sure thing. So, you know, technology being what it is, it's everywhere. There's all kinds of computers and mobile apps and things like that, and things that just generally take a lot of time. So automation is how you get a computer to do work for you. You figure out, okay, I want to free up this big block of time, so I'm going to write a little bit of a program or something to get the computer to do the work for me so I can go off and do something else more fun than that.
So when you're talking about automation, are you kind of always looking at computers and programming, or would this also apply to things like the conveyor belt at the grocery store that moves the groceries ahead for you?
Like, well, yeah, the way I apply it, it's always with computers and programming, but the mindset that you adopt to figure out what to automate is something that carries over into the physical world. So you mentioned conveyor belts. I guess where my mind goes a lot of times is factory floors or making parts out of chunks of metal. You know, how do you get it through the system and get it looking the way it's supposed to by the time it comes out the other end? All of that is the same mindset, whether it's software or hardware. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So it can be applied to either one, but specifically we're looking more into the like programming side of things, which is very, very interesting. So is this something that you kind of do for a living as the CTO over at ArcDevOps, or is this more of like a hobby and side interest for you?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So in my day-to-day, yeah, we do a lot of automation at work, and we find ways to help people save lots of time. You know, talk with them and say, okay, where are you spending your time, and have you thought about sprinkling a little bit of software in there and then write the software and help them free up that time, help them get a return on that time, okay? But I do it as a hobby thing too. I found that figuring out even parts of editing podcasts and generating collateral for, you know, my own guests, I've written some automation over the last few months that I think it saved me literally days of time. And I'm just like, this is really weird. Like, I'm always a nerd first, you know, and coming at this, like, you know, I'm kind of invading the podcasting space and like, what am I doing? You know what, you know, but it's fun. It's fun. And I talk with other hosts and they're like, that's some pretty cool stuff you're doing, man. How do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I just wiggle my fingers and it happens, you know? But yeah, it's something that's so fun that I do it for work and I do it as a hobby.
That's very cool. So I guess I'm curious about some of these specific things that you mentioned, because you mentioned podcast editing, and that, of course, piqued my interest because I do edit my podcast pretty heavily. So in what way could you apply automation to something like that?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my process. So when I have a guest on, one thing I do is I have a little piece of automation that will start and stop the recording at a certain time, because I want to know like what time during the show certain things happen. Like if it's about partway through and they're done saying something and I'm getting ready to respond, I'll earmark that time and say, okay, this is where I'm going to put in a sponsor message when I go to push my episode up. When I get done recording, then I have a piece of automation that takes the audio and splits it right there, cuts it right in half, and puts part one, part two together. Then I can fade in, I can fade out, I can put background music on things. I've got a little piece of automation that does that. And then I use Anchor a lot for all of my shows, and that is just a website. So I open up a browser, I log in as myself, and then I go and, you know, I have it automatically put the chunks of the episode together and then sit there and wait until it's done uploading, and then hit the save button, put all the extra, like the title description, the person's picture, all that stuff. And then it goes live. You know, I always schedule my episodes for the first of the following month, and it saved me a lot of time. And then there's also something I started doing was, you know, depending on what type of episode we have, then I have a list of little background videos, like 30-second videos that I made that I'll put their headshot and some text and the audiogram and a progress bar and all that stuff on there. And I give that to them. I say, hey, these were automatically generated, and maybe there's like 7, 8, 10 of them. If you want to use these in your social media, go ahead, because people will watch a 30-second slug.
Yeah.
More likely, and be like, hey, I want to hear more about this. Instead of asking them, hey, listen to my 30-minute show that I was just on. It's like, eh. You know, right. It helps boost listenership. So it's little things like that. You know, I kind of put it all together, and it's really helped me. It's really helped me a lot. And then when I have that free time, then I can take a step back and say, okay, well, what else can I do? You know, I don't want to just free up time just so I can sit around and, you know, surf on Reddit. Although it's cool because I get to meet cool people like you. it's like, it pays off once in a while, right?
Right.
But yeah, just kind of free up time so I can apply it in other ways and say, well, what can I do more that maybe somebody's not doing at all? Or how can I free up time somewhere else? That kind of thing.
That's really, really cool. I think it's very interesting because I do edit my podcasts, and it's a whole process. So to take that process and be able to reduce the amount of time and mental energy it takes would be incredibly useful, and something I think a lot of other podcasters would appreciate too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word I'm hearing. I'm every once in a while I'll talk about this if I'm, you know, catching up, meeting a new host or something, and they're like, how are you getting this stuff pounded out so fast? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just doing a little bit of stuff. And they're like, tell me how to do that stuff. You know, what are you doing? What kind of wizardry are you doing over there? It's like, oh, I'll tell you. I mean, because it's weird. Because I mean, I've been doing this kind of thing when I got started doing automation. So here's my background, right? I do a lot with software development and software testing. And testing takes a long time. So it's almost like you have to automate by necessity. And the stuff that I learned in that part of the software development field just carries over to my day to day. Now it's like first thing I reach for. Well, something's taking a long time, automate it. And that's just what my brain does. And other people are like, I never would have thought that was even possible. Like, you can do stuff in a web browser. Like, you can just bring up a browser and click buttons. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. So, and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe you did that. So, I mean, I've been thinking about like putting together a course or like a video or something for people just to get them familiar with how to do this. Cause I don't know, maybe there's something out there that I can do that nobody else can. So I'm willing to step out and take a crack at it, you know?
Yeah. And I think absolutely, especially if you have a way of making it approachable for people. Cause I know every time I start thinking about programming and stuff like that, my eyes roll back and I get very confused. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm 34. And when I was in high school, I really liked like making websites and learning how to program. But back then it was all HTML, right? It was like, here's a bracket. I could make a calculator in HTML, things like that.
Right.
And now we've moved way past that, and trying to jump into any of this stuff it's just like so much. But is there a way for like the common man, somebody without a lot of programming experience, to kind of, if they wanted to try, is there kind of like an easy project or an easy place to start learning and looking into it?
Yeah. I mean, usually if people come to me and they just want to learn about automation in general, what I'll recommend is something that it does involve some programming. But it's a programming language that's got a lot lower learning curve. And really, if you've got the mindset where you can take more of a complex idea and break it up into smaller parts, then you're thinking along the right lines. You're breaking it up into smaller pieces, and you're like, okay, all I got to do is this. And then once I do that, I got to do this and then this. And instead of just this giant, oh my goodness, type thing. You break it up into smaller parts. And I tell people, I'm like, this is going to sound weird, but write a bot that opens up a browser, goes to LinkedIn, logs in as you, and then send me a message. Connect with me first, because otherwise it won't work, right? But just go to LinkedIn, send me a message. And in the process of, okay, how am I going to do this? I got to chop this up into smaller pieces, and I got to, how do I open a browser? Okay, how do I go to a URL? How do I click a button? How do I enter text into a text field? And all of those individual things, when you put them together, it has an overall result. So yeah, I mean, and here's another secret. Like, there's nothing that I know that's arcane wisdom. It's all on Google. I've Googled everything that I know, and I feel like I'm just giving this away, but it's all out there. You know, if you've got the mindset to just kind of experiment, poke around, try out some things.
Perfect. Well, I'm kind of curious about some of the other like specific things of automation that you have done. Do you have any other examples of something that you're like particularly proud of, or something like particularly complex that you've managed to do with it? Do you have any specific things that you want to brag about?
sure thing. Well, as part of what I do to stay top of mind, I use email automation. Ooh, scary stuff. And people hear that and they think, oh, he's a spammer. It's like, no, these are all people I know. These are all people that I've developed varying depths of relationships with over the years, and I want to keep in touch with them. And what I do is I have this tool that I've been using for a couple years, which I can take notes. You know, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, I can take notes about them and what we talked about, but I can also put tags next to their name. So maybe they're interested in bicycling, or they play the guitar, or they're into comic books or whatever. And then as I'm out there scrolling around on TikTok or Reddit or something, if I find something that I'm like, hey, this looks really cool, and I may not know a particular person who would like to see that, but I know a certain persona, and it's going to be a person that is into role-playing games or something like that, like dice games, Dungeons and Dragons. This looks really cool. I'm going to send it to all my D&D friends. And the automation that I wrote says, go find all the D&D people and send them an email about this. Put a link in there. And once that happens, it's like, hey, now they're thinking of me because I thought of them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa, this is really cool. So that was pretty cool. That saved a lot of time for me, and it helps me keep in touch with about 1,000 people on the regular.
That is really, really smart.
And I feel like I'm breaking so many rules. Seriously, like, oh my goodness.
It does feel like that. I know to a far lesser extent, in my bookmarks tab, my, you know, website bookmarks, I have a folder for each of my main friends. And throughout the year, anytime they send me a link of a product or they mention something that's their favorite, like, I'll just have a bunch of tabs with various gift ideas for them. And then when a birthday comes up, I just open the folder and all of those gift tabs open up, and there's like 7 things that are like, great, buy her one of these. And it's kind of that similar mentality, right? Of like, it's hard to remember to do something on a regular basis, but if you somehow categorize people and like help give yourself a reminder. But I've never considered anything like that with emails or with the with tagging people and stuff. Like, that's really smart, just basically giving friends and people you know qualifiers of things that they're interested in.
Yeah.
That sounds beautiful.
It really helps. I'm sorry, but I'm geeking out over here because I'm thinking, well, if you wanted to take it a step further, just automatically pick a random listing out of their bookmark folder and just go buy the thing. I mean, if it's on Amazon, and if you trust it, you know, it's going to be tied to your credit card, but just buy them one of those things and send it, you know, like, totally. Like, I would not spend, that is an example of something that I would not automate, just because, oh my goodness, it would be so dangerous. Like, what if I buy the wrong thing, or send them 100 of, you know, hot dogs or something? It's like, I didn't mean to click that button. I meant the other one, guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's you should do that manually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still, like, having it categorized that way is, like, it's a similar overlap as far as using technology to kind of help keep track of people and to help you, you know, it feels like cheating, but it's not really cheating to have a list ready to go.
Right.
It's no different than pen and paper. It's just, you don't have to mess around with pen and paper.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fantastic. Well, were there other things that you were specifically hoping to mention about automation or specific things that you've accomplished with it that you wanted to get to today?
Sure. Yeah, I think the other big thing is on the work side of automation. So mm-hmm. a lot of times when a company comes to us and they say, man, it's taken us a long time to get through testing. Like, well, they'll write a piece of software and they don't just give it to the customer. They got to make sure it does what it's supposed to do. And that process takes a long time. And they'll come to us and they'll say, well, we need to automate this process as much as possible, but we don't have time. And so when we do that, we actually come in and kind of going back to what you said before about how do you make this accessible to a large number of people? How do you make it easy for people to automate stuff? That's our approach. You know, we'll come in and we'll get to know the people that maybe are the least technical, but they know the most about the system. And we'll give them a handwritten, like, custom piece of software that lets them write that automation, but they can write it in plain old English. So they're basically writing up a document that says, okay, if I do this stuff, this should happen. And it makes it work a whole lot better. A lot of times they don't even have to write code. They don't have to be developers at all. So I wish I could do something like that with my own automation, but I'm not there just yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's a lot of fun, you know, because when you give them that capability and you lead them into something that, you know, 6 months ago they would have thought, oh my goodness, this is so scary, like, I'm gonna have to learn how to code.
Like, no, right.
Not at all. You know, we'll take care of the heavy lifting. You know, we'll get in there and mess around with the gross stuff, but we want you to be able to be successful at this higher level. We don't want you to have to change careers or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
that's really cool, because I do know, obviously, that there's an intimidation when you're thinking about programming, and there's different programming languages, and that can mm-hmm. be really hard for people. So anytime you can make something where it's like, okay, how would you usually describe this and make it easy for somebody to use is a really cool accomplishment.
Yeah, it's fun. And they, oh my goodness, there's like this light bulb moment there when they realize, whoa, I have got this capability. Yeah, you sure do. Now go get them.
Yeah.
it's like running with scissors. It's like, aha, you know, but just, yeah, it's, so my wife and I, here's a word picture for you. So my wife and I, we have four little girls, and every single one of them now knows how to ride a bicycle, but there was a time that they didn't. And when we're out there and we're trying to get them to feel confident about, oh, you know, I'm on a bicycle, mm-hmm. and you know, the thing where you got the mom or the dad behind the kid and they let go of the seat and the kid just keeps going, and you have this kind of happy, sad feeling in your heart where it's like, you know, they're getting more independent. They're getting older. They're learning things. They're finding out more about themselves. But man, now they don't need me as much anymore. Shoot. You know, it's that same kind of feeling when we work with clients and they get to that point and it's like, yeah, we want to work ourselves out of a job, but it's a good feeling when people realize, whoa, I've learned something incredibly marketable. I'm worth more money now. I should ask for a raise. I'm like, well, do that after this contract's up. I don't want them upset at me for, you know, trying to cajole more money out of them.
Right. Yeah. Well, fantastic. I think we'll kind of be wrapping it up there. Was there anything else specific you were hoping to get to, or you wanted to stay on the topic?
No, I can't think of anything.
All right.
This has been a fun show.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed having you on. If people wanted to look for you or find you elsewhere, where would you have them go?
Oh, I'd have them go to our website. It's archdevops.com, all one word. I'm located in St. Louis, right here with the St. Louis Arch. It's why it's named that way. So yeah, just find archdevops.com, and there's all kinds of information about automation, about software development. I've even got the podcasts that I do. I got them hosted there. It's been a really good way for us to actually find leads and build relationships with people. So I'm like, yeah, it's business related. I'll put it up there. Why not?
So, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you again for coming on. I really enjoyed the conversation and learning more about automation.
Well, thank you for having me.
If you're a curious person that likes encouraging others, please consider subscribing to discover a new topic with me each week. If you have a topic you'd like to add to the stack, please email theturtlestack@gmail.com. You could also help grow the community by liking, rating, and telling others.
Thanks for listening.